A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 13. As already indicated, we are at the end of a 2 billion year creation cycle. We need to go back to the beginning of this particular cycle to take a look at reanimation. This will give you ideas about previous reanimations and future ones. Before we move on, let's address the elephant in the room. We know that many of you have had an idea drilled into your tiny little heads. This idea is that time only has a now, and that there really isn't a past or a present. We can tell you that this is, in fact, true. And it is, in fact, a very freeing concept and way to live. However, creation does, in fact, have beginnings, middles, and ends. This is true, too. And humans are able to grasp this. While you don't want to live in the past or in the future, understanding these concepts is a good thing. You can visit any hospital and look through the window to see the newborn babies just starting new segments of their life journeys. You can also go to a funeral home and see the shell of a life once lived. Something has ended, so that something can begin again. Our point is that the now concept is true. And time-based concepts, such as past and future, are true too. You don't want to give them too much power, but don't beat yourselves up for acknowledging them. They are part of creation. Picasso used to be a terrible artist when he first picked up art. You have to start somewhere. Now, where were we? Oh, reanimation. Please don't develop a fear about it, because you won't even know it's happening. None of us will. One day you'll be walking down Fifth Avenue in New York City, looking at all of the overpriced designer goods in the windows. And then time will stop. When it starts again, you will still be trying to decide if it's worth it to buy that coat and max out your credit card.